AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. 8 police officers in Akron, Ohio will not be charged in the shooting death of a black man. The AP's Norman Hall has the story.
Ohio's attorney general says a grand jury has declined to indict 8 Akron police officers who fired dozens of rounds that killed a 25-year-old black man last June following a car and brief foot chase. Jalen Walker's death resulted in demonstrations and calls for federal intervention from civil rights groups and the family of the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. Police say Walker, who had been wearing a ski mask, had fired a shot from his car. The blurry body camera video of the foot chase did not clearly show what authorities say was a threatening gesture Walker made before he was shot. A county medical examiner said Walker was shot at least 40 times. I'm Norman Hall.
A $1.6 billion defamation lawsuit against Fox News was supposed to start today in Delaware. Dominion Voting Systems is suing, saying Fox spread false claims the company rigged the 2020 election. The judge delayed the start until tomorrow, raising the prospect of a settlement. The AP's Randall Chase is in Wilmington, Delaware.
The judge has already ruled that the statements that were aired on Fox programs were false. He used the term crystal clear that it was false. The question for the jurors in this case is whether Fox acted with actual malice, which means it allowed those statements to be aired despite knowing they were false.
Today at the Boston Marathon, a big day for Kenya. Defending champion Evans Chebet won for the men. The women's winner is Helen Obiri. In a speech to his nation, French President Emmanuel Macron says he heard people's anger over raising the retirement age to 64, but insists it was needed to keep the pension system afloat. Before his speech, opponents called for people in France to bang pots and pans in front of city halls during the address. The Dow finished up 100 points. This is AP News. A court in France acquitted Airbus and Air France of manslaughter in the 2009 crash of a flight from Rio to Paris. 228 people were killed.
Sobs broke out in the courtroom as the presiding judge read out the decision, a devastating defeat for victims' families who fought for 13 years to see the case reach court.
Nous travaillons, nous œuvrons pour obtenir...
Spokeswoman Danielle Lamy says, for over 5,000 days we have been working. We searched for the plane. We waited for a trial. We got a trial. And we were waiting for an impartial judgment. This has not been the case. We are disgusted. The 3-judge panel ruled there wasn't enough evidence of a direct link between decisions by the companies and the crash. The official probe had found multiple factors contributed to the disaster, including pilot error and the icing over of external sensors. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.